It appeared Bukova's killer may have also offered her a ride home, but instead continued on deep into the wooded valley, where she would later be murdered. Bukova was a married 30-year-old mother who worked in a butcher shop, but what she did in the evenings exposed a double life as she regularly went into town to meet men. According to Major Hlavak of the Central Czech Police, on the night of September 14, 1990, Bukova met her friend Martin for a drink on Wenceslas Square in Prague. When they got into an argument just before midnight, Bukova got up and left. She was last seen at approximately 11:45 p.m. Police reports would later reveal Unterweger was in Prague at the time, where he claimed he was researching the city's red light scene for a magazine article. Weeks later, and 500 kilometers away in Graz, Austria, 39-year-old Brunhilde Masser, a well-known streetwise prostitute from the red light district, went missing. She was last seen on October 26, 1990, by a taxi driver who knew her well. With prostitution legal in Austria and sexual murders rare, there wasn't much concern for her disappearance until October, when another prostitute vanished. Heidi Marie Hammerer disappeared from her usual corner located close to this train station in Bregenz, the capital of Vorarlberg. On New Year's Eve, almost a month after her disappearance, her body was discovered in a wooded area south of the city. Like the murder of Blanka Bukova, Hammerer was found lying on her back, partially nude, covered with leaves and twigs. Her legs were bare and a piece of cloth was stuffed in her mouth. Her body was covered with bruises and ligature marks were found on her wrist, suggesting she had been tied up. She was strangled with a pair of stockings. Red and black fibers collected from her clothing would later be linked to a red scarf and a pair of black trousers found in Unterweger's closet, key evidence which would eventually be introduced at his trial. 5 miles outside of Graz, on January 5, 1991, children were playing in the woods when they made a startling find. A female body laying face down in a shallow brook, partially covered with tree branches. Except for her jewelry, the body was naked, her clothing and purse missing. A wild animal appeared to have eaten part of the body in the buttock area, where there were signs of a stab wound. A forensic pathologist surmised she had been strangled with a strip of cloth. Due to the advanced state of decomposition, the pathologist was unable to make a decisive determination as to the cause of death. Brunhilde Masser was found approximately 2 months after she had vanished. On March 7, 1991, another hooker from Graz, Elfried Schrimp, disappeared from Volksgarten, a public park not far from where Masser disappeared.